Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighbourhood guide to unlocking that champion's mindset. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells, waiting for that anger volcano to erupt? Let's be real, we all get there sometimes. Frustration is a part of life, but learning how to manage it before it takes over is the difference between surviving and truly thriving. In today's fast-paced world, where stress levels are skyrocketing faster than a three-pointer at halftime, mastering our emotions is crucial. We're talking actionable strategies that go beyond just taking a deep breath, because sometimes, that's not enough, right? Today, we're diving into 5 powerful strategies to help you navigate those emotional rollercoasters and emerge as the calmest, coolest version of yourself. First up, recognize your triggers. You know, those little things, traffic jams, long lines at the grocery store, and misplaced sock that can send you spiraling. Once you identify them, you can start anticipating them and developing a plan to handle them effectively. Think of it like scouting your opponent before a big game. Number 2, cultivate mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a meditation master overnight, though that's pretty cool. It's about paying attention to the present moment, your thoughts, feelings, and sensations. Think of it as hitting the pause button when things start heating up. Take a few moments to observe your anger without judgment. Just notice it, acknowledge it, and let it pass. Third, practice positive self-talk. You wouldn't trash-talk yourself before a big game, right? So why do we do it in our everyday lives? Replace those negative thoughts with encouraging, empowering affirmations. When you catch yourself thinking, "I can't handle this," try flipping it to, "I'm capable of handling this challenge." You've got this. Number 4, find healthy outlets for your energy. Don't let that pent up frustration fester. Find ways to release it constructively. Exercise, listen to music, hit the gym, take a walk in nature, or channel it into creative activities like writing or painting. Think of it as a pressure valve, allowing you to safely vent and recharge. And finally, remember that forgiveness is key. Holding onto grudges and resentment only poisons your own well-being. Practice forgiving yourself and others, letting go of past hurts. This doesn't mean condoning hurtful behavior, it means freeing yourself from its grip. Think about the time when you felt overwhelmed by anger. Maybe you were stuck in traffic or had a disagreement with someone close to you. How did you handle that situation? Did you take a moment to breathe and assess the situation? Did you try to communicate your feelings calmly and respectfully? Or did you let anger take over, leading to regrettable actions or words? We've all been there, but learning from those experiences can empower us to make different choices next time. Remember, managing anger isn't about suppressing it, it's about acknowledging it, understanding its roots, and channeling it constructively. It's a journey, not a destination. So be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing these strategies. By implementing these 5 key takeaways, recognizing triggers, cultivating mindfulness, practicing positive self-talk, finding healthy outlets, and embracing forgiveness, you can take control of your emotional landscape and transform anger from a destructive force into powerful catalysts for growth and resilience. So go out there, own your emotions, and live with the unshakable confidence of a true champion. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these strategies. And if you have any thoughts or questions, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.